Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios. Thank you for joining us here on Georgia Business Radio. I am Ryan McPherson, seated alongside Rich Casanova. And joining us today is Bill Rancic. He's best known as the first apprentice winner and is also an entrepreneur who knows the challenges of running a successful small business. He is an author, advocate, and co-owner of XO, G Wine, and RPM Restaurant Group, and the original winner of The Apprentice. Bill, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And we know you're going to be coming to Atlanta real soon for a big event, and we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But right off the bat, I want to get your opinion on small business and why is it so important for our nation's economy?
Well, you know, small business is really the backbone of our country, and it's the birthplace of innovation. If you look at any big business today, most of them started out as a small business. So it's important for us to fuel that. It's important for us to celebrate that. And most importantly, they're the creator of jobs. They're the largest business sector of job creators out there today. So they're the ones who support Main Street. They're the ones who are, you know, sponsoring the soccer and the baseball and the football teams within the community. They're really the fabric of the community.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's small businesses in every community all across this nation. And you are an experienced serial entrepreneur. Any suggestions you may have for helping small businesses be successful?
Well, you know, I always give small business owners three tips that I think are very important. And one is you have to go into it with your eyes wide open. I think a lot of people love the idea of calling themselves a small business owner or an entrepreneur, but they don't love everything else that comes with it. And as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, you're going to work harder than you've ever worked. You're probably not going to take a regular paycheck for many years. And you've got to be prepared for an uphill climb. And I think that's important. So once you get your mindset and you know exactly what you're getting into, I think that's important. Secondly, you've got to be agile. I think you got to be willing to adjust and react and adapt, because we're in a world that changes ever so quickly now, quicker than we've ever seen. And if you're so rigid and you won't color outside the lines sometimes, you're probably not going to succeed. And I think lastly, you got to find creative ways to be your own best advocate. You got to be a marketer. You've got to be willing to get out there and leave your comfort zone and let the world know exactly what you're doing and find creative ways to do it, because chances are you're not going to have a multi-million dollar advertising budget.
Bill, Rich Casanova here. I'm sure you're probably familiar with the website smallbusinessbiggame.com.
I'm very familiar with it. Yes, sir.
Okay, good answer. So having said that, so how can a big game plan help a small business succeed?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm teaming up with the people at Intuit QuickBooks, because we realize that it's important for small businesses to get an opportunity of a lifetime. And we realize how important it is to celebrate small business. So we've launched Small Business Big Game. And this is an opportunity for small business owners all across the country to have an opportunity to win a fully paid, fully produced commercial that will run during the biggest football game of the year in February. I mean, it's truly a remarkable opportunity, and it's the second time I've gotten to do this with the people at QuickBooks, and I'm really excited. So we're hoping we get as many small business owners as possible to participate and to sign up, and hopefully someone in your area will be getting that commercial.
Yeah, it sounds good. And you're coming to Atlanta Thursday, the 25th day of June, the QuickBooks Connect Atlanta event to help small businesses and entrepreneurs succeed. How can folks find tickets to that?
Well, you know, it's really easy. If they go to the website, they can get tickets. It's going to be a fully packed day of information. It's got great speakers, great breakout sessions. I'm going to be speaking. We've got Rhonda Abrams from USA Today. She's the small business writer. She'll be speaking. People from Google are going to be speaking about how to maximize your online presence. People from Square. So we really have an action-packed day. It's really time well spent for small business owners to help grow their business, to help really understand what's out there. I always say you got to be able to align yourself around the right people in order to succeed. And this is one way to do that, by going to this event in Atlanta. QuickBooks local.com is the website, mm-hmm. and you'll get all the information on there. It's a free event, and we really want to help as many small business owners as we can in the Atlanta area. It's great venue. I mean, I think 200 Peachtree. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to coming back to Atlanta next week.
Yeah, so we are too. So QuickBooksLocal.com/Atlanta. Use the discount code QBCATL to register for free today. Begins June 25th, 8 a.m. So definitely put that on your calendar and don't miss this event. It's going to be awesome.
So this is the second small business big game promotion. We understand?
Yeah, we did it. We did it 2 years ago, okay. And we had, you know, tens of thousands of people apply, and it got narrowed down. And a young woman actually won from the San Francisco area, and she had created a board game to help get young girls interested in engineering. And she got her commercial that ran, and boy, oh boy, she's now in every national retail chain you could imagine. She's on the speaking circuit, you know, talking about being a female entrepreneur. I mean, it changed her life. And I got the best job in the world because I get to go around and talk to small business owners and celebrate what they do. And I'm going to be giving, you know, a commercial away again this year. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. And, you know, I applaud the people at QuickBooks for really walking it like they talk it and celebrating small business and realizing how important they are to our economy.
It's very intriguing and compelling. And now we just need somebody from the East Coast to win this year, right?
Yeah, that's right.
give the West
Atlanta,
Coast a little competition.
We're coming. Sign up at the QuickBooks Connect event on Thursday. So we'll have people there that can help you sign up. If people want to come in and just do it right there, or obviously they can just do it from their mobile device or their laptop or whatever.
Yeah. So obviously business radio, we interview a lot of business folks. But talking about small business, what would be on your short list of a couple of pointers you talk to someone that's just starting to open their business?
Well, I think you got to really try to minimize your risk, obviously. And you know, when you get into businesses that have a lower barrier of entry, I think your upside is limited, but your downside is also limited. So I think that's important. For me, you know, I'm getting involved in a lot of different businesses, and I think understanding the fundamentals of business is key, because once you master and understand those fundamentals of business, it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're in the restaurant business, whether you're in the wine business. You know, I was in the cigar business. You can really transferred that knowledge into every area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You have experience in a lot of different businesses. You real estate, the cigar business, restaurant businesses. I know you're opening up a couple more coming up here soon. But what are some of these resources that folks can go to either start their business or perhaps take their business to the next level?
Well, that's what we're going to be doing at QuickBooks Connect. We're going to be, you know, getting a great lineup of speakers. We're going to be really trying to provide the tools for success, and I think that's important. You know, I always use the analogy of you've got to be a good conductor. And what I mean by that is when you look at the conductor of an orchestra, it's much like running a business. The conductor has all these expert musicians in his or her pit, and they play their instruments to absolute perfection. The conductor himself or herself isn't an expert at playing all those instruments. And that's the small business owner. You can't do it all by yourself. If you do, the music's going to sound horrible. Translation, the profit's going to be horrible. When you realize that there are other people who can play those instruments much better than you can, and you get them all to play in harmony with one another, then you can truly create great music and translation, great profit.
So, Bill, what's next on the horizon for you? Have any new projects in the hopper?
Well, we're definitely doing great things with the restaurant business. I'm a partner in a restaurant called RPM Italian and RPM Steak. We're opening up our third location in Washington, D.C. this fall. And then we're actually going to be branching out internationally. I think Mexico City and Dubai will be the next two locations. So we're really thrilled with that. And then Julian and I own XOG Wine, which are available at Walmart. It's the very unique technology. It's a stackable bottle of wine. So It's a full bottle of wine that breaks apart into four individual cups. So you don't have to crack open a whole bottle if you want to have one glass at night or whatever the case may be. So we're really thrilled about that. It was the number three new wine of 2014, and we were only on the shelves for 2 months. So it's been very well received, and we're proud of it. And we think 2015 so far is going to be an amazing year in the wine business. So we're thrilled with that.
The way you explained it, I mean, you can't imagine bringing technology to the wine market. That's a different spin.
Yeah, it's pretty revolutionary.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, this bottle breaks apart into four individual serving cups. You know, people love it. It's you know, it's portion control. It's great for picnics and outings and outdoor concerts. You know, a lot of people say they sneak it into movie theaters.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not supposed to advocate that.
Well, I've broken a few bottles of wine,
I've
broken a few bottles of wine, but not intentionally or whatever. But these actually are designed to break apart.
This is shatterproof, so you're covered.
Nice, nice. So, you know, I have to ask you. I'm sure you get this every day about the Apprentice, and I have to say I was a big fan before the Celebrity Apprentice. And I don't know if Trump would ever consider, you know, mixing it up, because as business people, entrepreneurs, small business people, that was more appealing and more intriguing and more captivating from a viewer standpoint, at least from a business entrepreneur, just seeing the dynamics and the efforts of real people. And I couldn't believe when that episode came on the very first year, because you have all the drama, you have the cop and the you know, the drama shows, you have the sitcoms, but there was never, you know, a show for folks like us that are business people. And can you share a little bit?
Yeah, it was pretty revolutionary as well. I mean, it was back in, we filmed it in 2003.
Wow.
It aired in January of 2004. And it was instantly a hit. I think they averaged 25 million viewers a week, just to put it in perspective. And I still get emails today saying, you know, we're watching it in my business school class.
Wow.
I mean, it's a real... There was real takeaway that first year.
Absolutely.
On what to do and oftentimes what not to do in business, you know, and I think it was a really good learning, certainly entertaining, but it was a great show to learn about business as well.
Now, when you were there, did you have any inkling of the hit that it would become? I mean, dynamics, because there's a lot of shows obviously
not
are pilots.
not a clue. I mean, it was, for me, everything happened so quickly. You know, I didn't know what I was getting into, and we thought, man, is this really going to be interesting? I remember talking to one of the guys when we were filming, and I'm like, this is a little bit boring. But, you know, obviously it certainly wasn't. And I changed my life. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Something that I still wake up today and I thank God, like what an opportunity I had. It, you know,
and you took advantage of it.
Business experience working with Trump, and I met my wife as a result.
Right.
So I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have my son Duke, and it was just truly a life changing experience for me.
Okay, one Trump question. I know Ryan has some business questions to get back to, but he just announced himself as president. So, what's the story behind that? Or,
well, I will say this. You know, I've known him now for 12, almost 13 years.
Yep.
And he loves America. There's no doubt about it. He truly believes that, you know, America needs to improve. And, you know, he brings up some valid points. There's no doubt about it. People may not like how he says things, but when you actually listen to what he's saying, he's telling the truth. You know, and one of the things he brought up the other day is, you know, how wealthy he was. And I don't think he was doing that to let people know how rich he is. People know that. He was doing it because he wanted people to realize, hey, I'm not going to take a penny from anyone else out there. I'm going to fund this thing on my own. I'm not going to owe anyone anything. And I think that's important. You know, I mean, in this day and age, a real presidential contender needs to raise almost $2 billion to win the White House. I mean, that's incredible. It's a lot of donations.
Yes, it certainly is, and we look forward to the upcoming presidential election. And thank you so much, Bill, for taking the time out today and speak with us here on Georgia Business Radio. I know you're a busy man, and you've got lots going on in your business world and your public speaking events. You'll be here in Atlanta on the 25th of June, that Thursday, at the QuickBooks Connect event. Get your tickets now at quickbookslocal.com/Atlanta, and enjoy the rest of your day, and especially your time here in Atlanta next week.
I'll see you next week in Atlanta. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely.
If your company is doing
something, appreciate it.
Awesome. If your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on our contact page at buckheadbusinessradiox.com. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you on the radio.